This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper are accepting applications for Colorado's next U.S. attorney and U.S. marshal. They plan to recommend candidates to the Biden administration later this year. The online application form does not include any required qualifications, but both jobs are appointed positions that will need Senate confirmation. RTD will receive $200 million in federal funds as a lifeline. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The money from Congress could help the state's largest transit agency bring back some of its laid-off workers. And when more people are comfortable riding buses and trains again, RTD could use it to restore suspended service. But the cash won't solve all of the agency's budgetary problems. It's also facing large debt payments and maintenance costs for its new rail network. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Former Colorado Springs City Councilwoman Helen Collins has died. The Gazette reports the 64-year-old died of natural causes while under hospice care. Collins was often a dissenting voice on the council and was known for her association with anti-tax advocate Doug Bruce, author of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. In 2016, the council voted to censure Collins for an ethics violation. The Navy veteran spent 4 years representing the southeast side of Colorado Springs. 41 degrees in Denver, it's 39 in Colorado Springs, 27 for Vail. This is CPR News.